Oh, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to tonight's West Valley League matchup between the visiting Taft Tigers and your Amity Warriors. Warriors get set to try to solidify their second place standing in the West Valley League. Warriors come in ranked second in the state at a 17-4 record, trailing only Dayton in the standings. Dayton 21-1, of course, the Warriors knocking them off last Monday night over at Dayton. Warriors on the season, 17-4 overall, 10-2 in league, and they are matched up against a very interesting Taft team tonight. Now, Taft comes into this game with a 11-10 overall record, 4-7 in league. They have an overall OSAA rank of 20. Excuse me. But you don't want to take them lightly. This is a team that has some good wins this year. They were able to go to Horizon Christian and win that game 61-53. They had, according to Scott Nelson, had a young man knock down 11 threes in that game, one guy. And so this is a team that wants to run. They want a gun. And that's nothing new for their head coach, Bart Roethlisberger. Bart is a guy who's been around the coaching circles in Oregon for a number of years, his father even longer. But Bart Roethlisberger wants to run. He wants to get threes up. He wants to get a lot of them up. I don't know how successful he's being at it in Taft, but in previous coaching stops, he's had teams average 43 attempts a game, 43-point attempts a game. Let that sink in for a second. 10 three-point attempts a quarter, and the ability to knock them down. And so he loves to spread the floor. He's going to look for ways to get shooters open at the three-point line, and he's going to want to push the pace. He loves a fast-paced game. He believes firmly that if you can play at that pace and other teams aren't used to playing at that pace, you can cause a lot of problems for them, get them sloppy. He wants to create some turnovers with pace, not so much with great defense, but just with the pace of getting you a little loose with the ball, a little sloppy, and then capitalizing on your mistakes. So this year, Taft has had some pretty good wins. Like I said, they knocked off Horizon Christian at Horizon Christian, but... And now they have Horizon Christian next on Friday. No, they're going to play. Yeah, they're playing them on Friday. They have Westside Christian on Wednesday and Horizon on Friday. But they lost to Willamina 46-45, so a game where they weren't shooting well. Willamina able to slow the game down, control the pace, not give them opportunities to run, do a great job on the boards, very physical team. But they beat Westside Christian 89-45. Lost to Santa Am Christian 66-51. Lost to Dayton 89-67. So they're a kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team a little bit. But if they shoot the ball well and they get you to play their style of game, they're going to be tough. And what you know is that Coach Roethlisberger he's going to do a good job with them. He's going to get them to play the way he wants them to play. And I know that he's rebuilding a program with this. This is his first year there in Taft. And Bart has a long history. He won a couple of state titles at the 1A level, and then I can't remember where he coached in between there, Young Call or somewhere like that, and now is at Taft High School. And Bart will do a good job building this program if he stays there over the years. He's been able to build programs other places, and so Coach Nelson knows that. He's got his work cut out for him tonight, and I know talking to Coach Nelson before the game, the key was, hey, we want to play, we want to push, we want to play with pace, but we want to be under control. We've got to make good decisions with the ball. And the only times in the Dayton game and at Horizon Christian where those games even seemed like you were worried about the Warriors really at all was when they got a little loose with the ball, didn't play at their pace. And so this is a team that's maturing right before our eyes and really figuring out what their pace is that they want to play at and controlling the game by playing it their way. All right, Warriors being introduced. Derek Stearns and company, Brandon Wilson, Devin McShane, Dylan Stearns, and Clint Hatch. For the Tigers, they're going to start Chance Hahn, 5'9 senior. Christian Chase, he's the one that went off for 11 threes against Horizon, a 6'2 senior forward. Nathan Hertz, a 6-foot senior. Jack Stemple, a 6'1 senior, or junior, excuse me. And Everett Thomas, a 6'2 senior. So the Warriors have a height advantage for sure. They need to control the boards. They need to play at their pace of the game, not allow Taft to get them into a game that's a little more hectic and fast-paced and looser than they want to play. And make sure they're getting out on shooters. They can't leave shooters. And as Coach Nelson and I were talking, he mentioned the balance that this team has in their shooters. It's not just one or two guys that can hurt you. There's a lot of them. They're not a real tall team. Tallest guy on the floor for them to start will be 6'2". That's Everett Thomas. And he'll be jumping center against Derek Stearns. Thomas, a physical player, lineman on their football team, I believe, if I remember correctly. Warriors set, and they win the tap easy, but they tip it out of bounds. Oh, saved by Wilson. Takes a hard fall into the bleachers and gets it back to Hatch. He gets it to Wilson. Wilson working his way up the floor. Throws a wild pass out to McShane. No foul there as it's ripped away from him and picked up by the Taft Tigers. Hahn penetrates in. Goes out to Chase. They swing the ball around. Out on top. Ball knocked away. Loose on the floor. And Hatch comes out of there with it. He gets it ahead to Stearns. Dillon takes it in, lays it up and in. There's an easy two to start the game. Hahn back at the point now. Looking inside. They'd like to get the ball there. They get it to Chase. Chase spins right, goes back, or spins left, goes back to his right, and scores. Nice post-up move by the 6-2 forward. 2-2 game. 50 seconds gone. Wilson penetrates on Hahn. Gets all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Brandon Wilson. There's no shot blockers in there. This is a game where he can thrive. Rothenberger not happy at all about the defense there. They throw it in the high post. They kick it out. Left angle. Three. No good. McShane with the rebound. That missed three was, can't see who that was by. I think that was Hertz that missed the three. And the ball thrown away by the Warriors. They try to push it up the left side of the floor, over through Derek Stearns there. Warriors back on defense now. Hahn picks up his dribble, swings it left side to Hertz. Hertz looks in the high post to Chase. Chase drives, kicks it out in the corner. Everett for three, no good. Weak side rebound tipped by Dillon and picked up by Devin McShane. They throw it ahead to Derek. Derek takes it right in, lays it up, leaves it a little short, and the rebound pulled out of there by Chase. Chase brings it up himself. Bounce pass on the right side to Stemple. Stemple pulls up for three, no good. Oh, and nobody boxed out Thomas. He came in there. The ball knocked out of his hands. Nobody put a body on Everett Thomas. Came in on the weak side and had that rebound before it was knocked out of his hands. There's a bounce pass in, knocked away. Hahn gets it. Little dribble drive in, up and under with the right hand. Able to get that up over the head of Derek Stearns. 4-4 game. Wilson starts to penetrate, loses it. Poked away a little bit from behind. Chase with the ball, bumped by Wilson, and then Wilson fouls him as he goes up for the shot. Christian Chase will go to the line to shoot two. Four game, 2 minutes gone. Again, pace of the game pretty quick, even if the score isn't there. Chase misses the first one. They'll have one more. Good athlete, good looking outside shooter, but they've been using him in the post mainly so far in this game. He hits the second one. Warriors basketball trailing 5-4. Wilson brings it across. Little penetration, pulls up. Elbow jumper, good. Brandon Wilson knows what his shots are. And when he stays disciplined, he's a pretty tough cover because he'll take you to the rack and he'll pull up and hit that mid-range shot. And that's a great combination. Thomas out on top. Guys go backdoor, finds Hahn. Hahn lays it up and in. Nice backdoor cut by Chance Hahn. 7-6, Taft. McShane to Dillon Stearns by the Warrior head, drives right, pulls up, doesn't like it, goes out top to Wilson. Wilson to McShane, back in the corner. Dillon Stearns for three, that one way long. Derek Stearns with the weak side rebound, starts to work his way down, goes out to Wilson. Wilson penetrates, gets all the way to the rim, lays it up. Ooh, lost that one with the left hand going up. Looks like he was right at the rim and it just slid off his hands. Hahn out on top, they go in that post to Chase, working on McShane. McShane's going to get a bump. So they may have to switch the coverage here. I'm not sure Devin is the guy you want guarding if they're going to go into that mid-post like that. Now they're switching. They're going to put Hatch. Nope, they're going to put Wilson on him. Topping into Thomas. Thomas back out to Hertz, to Hahn. Hahn looking right, goes in that mid-post, poked away by Brandon. Hahn steps out to the foul line, misses the jumper. Rebound by Derek Stearns. For some reason, threw that ball to Clint Hatch. I'm not sure why. Hatch gets it over to Wilson. 7-6 game. Tigers with a one-point lead. There's a ball stolen away by Hahn. Dillon trying to do a little too much there. Hahn takes it in, knocked away. Ball's loose. McShane comes out of there with it. Great job by Devin McShane. First he knocked it away, and then he was able to get the steal. Dylan Stearns takes it all the way in, lays it off for Hatch, up and in. Glenn Hatch finishing at the rim. Just waiting for the defense to slide off and take the penetration. 8-7 Warriors. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They go in that mid post again, and Chase spins to his left hand, loses it. Wilson, more physical defender than McShane. Even though he doesn't have McShane's length, he's stronger and able to hold his position against Chase. So a good switch there by Wilson and McShane. McShane penetrates past his man, pulls up. 8-footer, a little short, tips his rebound out to Dylan. Dylan finds Clint Hatch at the rim, and he lays it up and in. What a great look by Dylan Stearns. I thought he was going to shoot the three, and he saw Hatch and fired that pass down on the right baseline. 10-7 Warriors. There's the ball knocked away on the floor. Body's scrambling. They get the ball to Stemple. Stemple to Hahn. He misses, and Derek Stearns with a rebound. Hands it to Wilson. Nope, back to Derek. Derek fumbling that ball a little bit tonight. Now they get the ball in the hand of Wilson. Wilson will set up the offense. 3-2 zone by Taft. Swings it to Derek Stearns. Derek starts to penetrate, loses the ball. A lot of hands in there, no call. Chase with the ball, driving on Wilson, spins back to the right hand, lays it up and in. That's a nice, fundamentally sound move in the open court by Christian Chase. 10-9 game, Warriors with the lead. Wilson penetrates in, takes a bump, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice job, Brandon Wilson, weaving his way through traffic there in this zone. Wilson will shoot two. 3:26 to go, first quarter, 10-9. Entertaining game so far, a lot of up and down. A lot of turnovers on both teams, too. Wilson misses a foul shot badly. I'm not like him. He's been shooting really well from the foul line. Breathing kind of hard. Kodiak Yeager into the game. Fresh haircut there for Kodiak, looks like. Replaces Derek Stearns. Second one by Wilson. This one rims off. So he misses a pair. Like I said, Wilson is shooting the ball really well. Wilson almost gets a steal at the other end. And he thought that went off a Chase afterwards. So did Scott Nelson. Doesn't matter. Call goes against the Warriors. Hertzel inbound right in front of Coach Nelson here on my right. Gets it into Chase in the corner. Chase looking inside, lobs it to Everett. And he's fouled by Hatch. Nice pass there to go over the fronting Hatch to find Everett on the baseline from the corner. 3:16, 10-9, 3:16 left in the first quarter. 10-9 Warrior lead. Everett Thomas to the line to shoot two. First one is good. So the Warriors left a couple on the foul line at one end. Now they're giving one up at the other end. Thomas will have one more. Three team fouls on the Warriors, just one on the visiting Tigers. Second one good also. Tigers regain the lead on a 4-0 run there. Back up 11-10. Warriors with the ball. High post to Hatch. Hatch finds Yeager in the low post. Ball knocked away. Yeager taken down. Boy, they're playing a physical game, and they're letting them play it. There's a lay-in at the other end by Christian Chase on the fast break. And Warriors are getting out-physicaled right now by Taft. A lot of reaching, a lot of slapping, but no calls. There's a bad pass by Wilson. Tried to go in the corner, and Hertz read his eyes. Picks it off, and Nelson going to come into the game here. Warriors need to find something that will work here. And there's a baseline jumper by Chase at the other end. And it's a 15-10 game in favor of the Taft Tigers. Warriors coming out flat in this game. Yeager plays catch with McShane. McShane now works back towards the top, crosses it over. They get in the right corner to Wilson, starts to drive, knocked to the floor, and finally they call something. Boy, they've let a lot of reach in, and they've been calling the bumps, but they're not calling the reaches. And so, of course, when you don't call it, that encourages it. Wilson out and Nelson in. Brandon, 4 points in the first quarter here, but struggled the last few possessions to be able to get anything really going. McShane takes the inbound pass. He'll run the point. Goes to Dylan Stearns for three. No good. Ball, weak side rebound by Chase. And Yeager's going to get a reach-in foul there. Kodiak, of course, never has committed a foul. If you watch him, he's always surprised when they call a foul on him. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. First on Kodiak. 15-10 Taft lead. This is now a 9-0 run for Taft. Chase with the ball, hits Thomas popping out, swings it to Hertz. Hertz on the left angle extended, back to Thomas out on top, back door, nobody there. Chase faked. Rothenberger tell him, hey, you can't fake your passer and then stop and cut back on him. If you're going to go the back door, you got to go back door. Nelson down in the corner to Dylan. Dylan drives up and under, lays it up and in. That's what they got to do. take that ball to the rack with authority like Dylan Surge just did. 15-12, Warriors trailing by three, 1:50 to go, first quarter. They go mid-post to Chase. Nelson working on him. He falls down, kicks the ball out to Thomas. Should be three in the key. No call there. They go back into Chase in that mid-post. He goes back door, knocked away by Dylan Stearns. Good defense by Stearns. Dylan pushes it up, goes left side to McShane. McShane goes baseline all the way out to Nelson in the right corner. He pulls up from 15. No good. Ball tip. Nelson with the rebound, puts it back up. He's fouled. Good job by Yeager and Hatch in there to tip a ball up. Even though they couldn't come down with it, they got a tip on it, and that led to Nelson coming in following his shot to be able to get that rebound. So Nelson to the line to shoot two. Third team foul. First on Jack Stemple. Nelson good from the line. Nelly will have one more. .125 left, first quarter. Second one by Nelson. Won't stay in. Hatch with the rebound. Puts it back up. No. Might have been bumped. No call. A little off balance there on the shot. Thomas with the rebound. He brings it up. Warriors down two. Leaving some points on the foul line so far tonight. Chase backs down. Kicks it out to Hertz. Now there's a drive. There's a kick out to Stemple for three. No good. McShane chases it down. Great save. He got a hand on the ball and then had to chase it down when it popped loose. He was battling Salisbury for that rebound. Dylan Stearns, corner three, off the side of the backboard. And Salisbury with the rebound. He pushes hard, leaves it for Chase. Chase up with the right hand. No good. Dylan Stearns with the rebound. Stearns weaves his way up through traffic. Gets it across half court to McShane. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch batted around. No call there. He just lost the ball. They're letting it be physical. And then Salisbury loses it. He had McShane on him defensively. And then he had two teammates that couldn't get out of his way. Chase out. And number 15, this is Tristan Kohlhauer into the game. Kohlhauer, I'll call it. They throw it in the backcourt on the inbound. And Derek Stearns into the game. Gets it to McShane. So Stearns, McShane, Yeager, and Nelson. McShane dribbling around the top of the key, starts to drive, loses it, gets it to Nelson. Nelson gets fouled by Salisbury. Salisbury just comes up and attacks him, runs right into him. Salisbury looks more like a wrestler than he does a basketball player. He's on, not real tall, only about, they've got him listed at 5'8". I don't know if I'm going 5'8". He might be 5'7" if it's a stretch, but real solidly built kid and quick. McShane pulls up, 23-footer. Good! Devin McShane pulling up off a little high screen there. That's all the look he needed. 16-15, Warriors back up. On a 6-0 run. Penetration by Hertz from the left side, lays it up and in. Poor rotation by the Warrior defense. And after one quarter, Warriors trailing 17-16 in exciting West Valley League boys varsity action. We'll be back after this message.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on the radio again and keep spreading the word on Fastenal's backhaul program. Our company has 2,300 stores all over America, and we're using our own trucking system to move product all over the United States. So, if you're using Craigslist or eBay and you need to move product from one state to another or one time zone to another, think about Fastenal. We're talking about moving big products like monster truck.
Sorry, Fastenal, you don't get the full commercial. It's too long of a commercial. I got to talk to Dave Adams about that commercial. It's over a minute long. I got to only run that one at halftime. Hey, are you hungry for some great barbecue? You love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Sounds like you need to get yourself to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that everybody is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering available for those special events. To Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Start of the second quarter here in Amity. Warriors trailing 17-16 to the Taft Tigers. Taft with the ball to start the second quarter. Chase in the corner with it, left side. Kicks it out on top to Hahn. Hahn back to Chase in the mid-post. Starts it back. Nelson down, goes up. Nelson blocks his shot. The high jumper, second-place high jumper, the highest high jumper returning this year, blocks that shot. McShane gets into the lane, puts it up. He'll shoot two. Nice job, McShane, working on Hahn, using his length to get past him and then pull up when he felt contact. Jason Nelson. Blocking Christian Chase's jump shot. Chase backed him down, turned around, and Nelson would have none of that. McShane hits the first foul shot, ties the game up, 17. He'll have one more. That one's good also. The right guy to the line there. No better foul shooter in the West Valley League than Devin McShane. Taft swings it around the top. Thomas over to Hertz on the left wing. Back out to Thomas. And then we've got a technical. Technical is going to be on Bart Rothenberger. So he's being told. So it's a bench technical, Carter Rothenberger. He wants to talk to the official. The official is not going to let him talk. He's going to talk to him. So Dylan Stearns will go to the line. Now the official is going to let Bart talk a little bit. Bart got that T. I'm not sure what he said. Dylan Stearns hits the first free throw. He'll have one more. Second one's good also. Bangs in a couple there. Not real clean, but we'll take the 2 points, and it's Warriors basketball. Rothenberger's still giving the official an earful over here. And the official saying, now you can have a seat because you've got a technical. You can just sit on the bench there. McShane with the ball. Warriors ball, 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Warriors up three. McShane to Stearns. Back to McShane by the Warrior head. There's a pass tipped out of bounds. They are trapping hard out of that 2-3 zone. Doing a good job of trapping both the corner and the wing. That's hard to do. You got to have good athletes who are disciplined. Nelson drives back out to McShane. 22-footer. Won't stay down. Tipped up and in by Yeager. Kodiak Yeager with the offensive rebound and putback. He just jumped up and tipped it back up and in. Nice soft jumper by McShane that wouldn't stay. Everett with a hard drive. No good. Dylan Stearns or Derek Stearns with the rebound to Nelson. Nelson leaves it for McShane. McShane in the corner. Dylan Stearns, three-pointer, right corner. Go, wouldn't stay in. And an offense or a loose ball foul on Derek Stearns, pushing in the back. Boy, that one was halfway down. John Stearns was calling it out because that ball was in the basket and just wouldn't stay. 22-17 Warriors, 6:45 to go, second quarter. Hertz on the top of the key, swings it to Chase, starts to drive, backs down, nothing there, gets it back out. They go in the corner to Hahn. Hahn back out to Chase, three-pointer strong. Yeager tips it to Stearns. Stearns gets it to Dylan Stearns. Dylan pulls up to McShane. McShane drives in, foul line, misses, gets it back. Boy, he's getting bumped all over the place. They're really letting this team play physical. Nelson leaves it for Derek Stearns. No good. Put up back and in by Jason Nelson. Good hustle by Nelly to chase down that follow down, get himself down low and be able to get that rebound and put it back up and in. Hahn with the ball. 24-17 Warriors. Hahn drives, traveled, and they caught him on it. Lost his balance a little bit and drug that pivot foot. Back into the game. Salisbury and Kohlauer as Thomas and Hahn go to the bench. Warriors basketball. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 7-point lead. Nelson, corner three, no good. Stearns, they're going to call it off. They're going to say Dylan gets a loose ball foul as he went for that rebound. And it's probably a good call. I think Salisbury had inside position. Stearns came crashing in, hit him with a hip as he went up to get the ball. Had he gotten the ball first, it might not have called it, but he hit him with a hip as he went up to get the ball. It's almost simultaneous, but not quite. Warriors in a 1-3-1 now. Coach Nelson encouraging them to get their hands up on defense. There's a pass inside stolen by McShane as they try to go with a bounce pass across the lane. Dylan Stearns back out to McShane on top. 1-3-1 defense now by Taft. Out in the corner, Nelson for three again. This one won't stay in. Rebound, Derek Stearns. They're going to say he was fouled on the floor. He brought that ball down, and that's when somebody got him. But that's a 17 foul against Taft, and so that's going to put Derek Stearns on the line to shoot one and one. 24-17 lead. Stearns with a chance to extend this a little bit. Buries the first one. Derek's a good foul shooter. He sometimes rushes his shots when he squares up and takes a jump shot from the field. Sometimes he rushes it a little bit, gets a little strong, but he's got a nice release on the ball, and you see it at the foul line. Good rotation on the ball. Second one's perfect also. No jinx there, folks. Salisbury brings it in. brings it up the floor. Warriors up 26-17. They go in the high post. Nothing there. They kick it back out to Salisbury. Starts to penetrate. Baseline to Kalauer. Loses it. Kicked by Nelson as he tries to put it back out to Chase. Chase will inbound. Right side of the key about 8 feet on the baseline. Looking to get it in. Nothing there. Finally lobs it out top to Salisbury. Salisbury working on McShane. Warriors back in man-to-man defense there. 1-3-1 last time down. Then they switch back to man. Hurts wants to drive. Not there. Back to Salisbury. Salisbury gets the ball to Kohlauer. Nothing there. His shot blocked by Stearns, but he gets it back. Hurts drives in, and he lays it up over the outstretched arm of Derek Stearns. 26-19 Warriors. Nelson, left wing, back out to McShane on the left angle. And they swing it all the way in the right corner to Yeager. Yeager for three, no good. Strong on that one. Salisbury with the rebound. Salisbury wheeling and dealing up the middle of the floor. Sam White set to check in here with 4:26 to go. There's a blocked shot. Salisbury tried to get that up over McShane. And then Salisbury gets it back, takes it right into Derek Stearns' chest, lays it up with the left hand. And that's going to put Salisbury on the line with a chance to make it a three-point play. So Warriors were up 9. Now it's 5. So White in, Dylan Stearns out. So it's White, McShane, Derek Stearns, Yeager, and Nelson on the floor. Salisbury misses. Good rebound by Nelson. Nelson brings it up himself. Bounce pass in the corner. McShane for a three. No good. Body's flying. Yeager on the floor. Hurts gets the rebound. White getting back on defense. Hurts beats him to the rim. Scores. Hurts is a pretty good slasher. That's three times he's slashed and been able to get to the rim on somebody. 26-23 Warriors. McShane to White. White fakes the three in the right corner. Drives in, pulls up from 13, and hits it. Nice move by Sam White. Got the defense to bite on the three. Took the penetration that was available and then pulled up before the help defense could get there. We've got a foul away from the ball. Yeager mixing it up with somebody. That's going to be on Yeager. That's his second foul. And that'll put Kohlauer on the line to shoot 1-1. And Nelson wants a timeout before that. So the Warriors are going to take a 30-second timeout. And Rothenberger working, trying to get himself a flagrant foul. Not going to happen. Hey, contact Tim Harsby at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma from Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. But don't call him now because he's sitting across the gym from me. I can see him over there with his wife and kids. Huge Warrior supporter is Mr. Harsma. Whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. So Kohlauer to the line to shoot 1-1. First one's good. Tristan Kohlauer, 6-foot senior. I don't think he's 6 foot, though. I'm going to go 5'10 and a half, maybe 5'11. Second one missed. Gets his own rebound, takes it back up, and draws a contact on Derek Stearns, who was trying to get out of the way, jumping backwards. And Derek thought he was going straight up, actually. He thought he had maintained verticality and was given ground. The official said you weren't. So Derek's going to come out with his third foul. 19th foul on the Warriors. That puts Kohlauer right back on the line to shoot 1-1. Brandon. Oh, it's two shots. Because he was shooting in the act. Kohlauer hits the first. Wilson back in, replacing Derek Stearns. So a short lineup in there now. Tallest player, Kodiak Yeager, at about 6'2". So it's Yeager, Nelson, Wilson, McShane. There's a miss. Wilson pulls it down, and White on the floor. So Kohlauer goes 2-for-4 that time down the floor. McShane by the Warrior head. This 2-3 zone really extended. The middle is wide open. White dribbling around, looking at that trap. Now he swings it to Wilson. Wilson starts to penetrate back out to White. White, little hesitation, over to McShane. McShane starts to drive back to White for three. No good. Long rebound, McShane. Starts to penetrate now to Nelson. Now to Wilson, top of the key three. That one way off. He gets his own rebound. Nobody else could touch it. Wilson penetrates and gets fouled on the way in. He'll go to the line to shoot one and one. McShane and White being encouraged by Coach Nelson to use the passes. You don't have to penetrate that deep. Wilson will shoot one and one. 3:01 to go, second quarter. And he misses. He's 0 for 3 from the line. Nelson, though, comes down with a rebound. Back to Yeager in the corner. Yeager to White, fakes the three, drive, corner to McShane. He goes baseline. Ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Good defense there by the Tigers. Warrior fans don't like it, but I'm going to tell you, that was a pretty good-looking block. I didn't see much contact on that. Sent McShane to the floor, and so that gets the fans going, but that was because they made such good contact on the ball while it was still touching his hand. McShane to trigger it in to Nelson, back to McShane, low post right side out to Yeager, back to Nelson, fakes the three, drives, loses it on the way up, hits the rim in the backboard and comes off. Taft pushes it ahead to Hertz. Hertz throws it away. Hertz was struggling to get the control of that ball before he went out of bounds. Tried to make the pass to number 12 Stemple coming down the right side and threw it past his feet and out of bounds. Warriors up three, but playing really, really ratty right now. They need to settle down and find some offensive rhythm. They've had it a couple of times in this game. They don't have it the last couple minutes. White looking for some penetration room. Nothing there. Over to Wilson. Wilson, top of the key, left side, goes in the corner to Nelson. Fakes it inside, back out to Wilson. Swings it to White. White in the corner. Tried to go to the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Hertz. McShane to inbound, gets it back in by the Warrior head to White. White drives, ball knocked away. They're going to have a reach-in foul. Boy, I don't know about that. I didn't see the foul from here, but it must have been on the far side. It was right in front of the officials, so I think he had a good look at it. Ninth team foul puts White on the line to shoot one and one. So both teams with nine team fouls now. Next one will put either team into the double bonus where they shoot two instead of one and one. White hits the first one, so he'll get another one on the one and one. White, Yeager, McShane, Wilson, and Nelson on the floor. White hits a pair, extends the lead back to five. Warriors were down five in the first quarter, up five right now. There's a steal by White at the other end. Couldn't see exactly how he did that. He drives the right side, kicks it back out. Wilson to McShane, fakes the three, goes in the corner. Now they go down low to Yeager. Yeager turns, off balance, up and off the glass and in. Nice shot, Kodiak Yeager. He's got four. That was a tough hook shot. 32-25 Warriors. Stemple tries to drive, gets in. His shot blocked by Yeager. He's going to get called. He's about lost his shorts there. As Stemple went down, he grabbed the shorts of Yeager. And Yeager saying to the official, how's that a foul on me if he's grabbing my shorts? But that's going to be the third on Yeager. He's still having a hard time taking Coach Nelson seriously. He's laughing about his shorts being pulled halfway down. Good thing current era doesn't wear just a jock strap under their shorts, huh? You old-timers know what I'm talking about. Kodiak out, and Dylan Stearns in. Stemple misses the first. Misses the second. Dylan Stearns with the rebound. Gets it to Nelson. Now over to Wilson. So, no harm done there. Wilson tries to drive. Cut off there. Gets it out to Nelly. Nelson working on DeMello into the game. Still a 2-3 zone, but this is a pretty active 2-3 zone, and we don't have a true post player at that high post to go into. Dylan Stearns, three-pointer from the left corner, just like that. And it's back to a 10-point lead. There's a steal. McShane steals the inbound, but it gets stripped from him by DeMello. DeMello ahead to, they get it to Stemple underneath the basket, reverse lay-in up and in. Boy, almost had a chance to make that a 12-point lead. Wilson crosses over, gets inside, draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Brandon 0 for 3 from the foul line tonight. Let's see if he can get off the schneid here. 57 seconds left, second quarter. 35-27 Warriors. Both teams in the double bonus. Wilson set to shoot two this time. 0 for 3 from the line. He's been shooting so well from the foul line, and tonight just has not looked comfortable shooting from anywhere. This one just barely gets to the rim. And this is what we saw out of Brandon earlier this year, where he was really struggling to shoot. And he's been shooting so well the last couple weeks. And now tonight, he's got 4 points, both of them on lay-ins, right at the one at a lay-in, one on a pull-up jumper. Finally hits a foul shot. 1 out of 5. Maybe that'll get him going again, get some confidence, get that mind where it needs to be and find that rhythm. Go in the corner. Chase starts to drive, spins, loses the ball on the way up. Blocked by Nelson. They say out of bounds. That's twice Nelson has blocked Chase. Nelson about a half inch shorter, but he has springs in his legs, as we know. They get the ball inside to Kohlauer, and he misses the shot. Ball's knocked out of bounds, though. It's going to stay Taft Tiger basketball. 42 seconds to go. Warriors up 9. Bounce pass in. Stolen away on the floor. McShane getting down for it, and he's tied up, and it's going to be Warrior basketball. Good job by Devin. He knocked the ball loose, and I'll tell you what, this is a scrappy Taft team. When that ball's on the floor, they're after it. They're very handsy. They remind me a lot of Santiam Christian in terms of how they play defense. Good zone team, very handsy, hard to dribble against. Wilson, top of the key, crosses over, starts to drive, gets to the foul line, back out to McShane, and throws it past McShane. Hurts chases it down. Finds a cutting Chase. Chase lays it up. Misses the shot. McShane had the rebound. And then Wilson fouled by Chase. Chase mad that he missed the shot. Had a lay-in he should have made. Probably would have made that 95-98% of the time, but he missed that one. Just got going a little strong to the hoop there. And then fouls Brandon Wilson after McShane gets the rebound to Wilson. So Wilson with 20 seconds left go back to the line to shoot two again. First one is good. So Brandon finding his mojo at the foul line again. He's hit two in a row. The last two have looked very comfortable. This one, though, comes up short and to the left. So he's 2 out of 7 now from the foul line. Not Brandon Wilson-like numbers. DeMello gets it to Chase. Chase wants to drive. Now hands it off to Thomas. Thomas to Hertz. Hertz spins back to his left hand down that side of the foul line. And then he throws it away to Dylan Stearns. Dylan, with 2 seconds, pulls up for a deep three. Good! Dylan Stearns at the buzzer. Hits a 24-footer. He got a good look, shot it in rhythm, and that is his shot. You let Dylan get his body squared up and get into rhythm, and he will do some damage from three-point range. So after two at halftime, it is Amity 40 and Taft 27. The Warriors outscore the Tigers 24-10 in that second quarter. So scoring in the first quarter, Dylan Stearns leading all scorers with 12 points. Just and that last three there, just a buzzer beater. He pulled up with 1 second left to let it go. Brandon Wilson has 6. McShane with 5. Sam White with 4. Hatch 4. Jaeger 4. Nelson 3. And Derek Stearns with 2. So excellent balance out of the Warriors tonight. Taft Tigers are led by Christian Chase with 9. Hertz has 6. Pond 4. And then 2 points each out of Thomas, Kohlauer, Stemple, and Salisbury. All right, Warriors leading the Taft Tigers 40-27 at the end of the first half. We're going to take a break for about 6 or 7 minutes here. We'll be back to set up the second half and talk about playoff basketball for the districts as well. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime of the Warriors and Taft Tigers West Valley League boys game here. Got about 3 minutes before the start of the second half. Warriors with a commanding 40-27 lead. They really owned the last half of that second quarter. They were down one after the first quarter, and now after outscoring Taft by 14, have a large lead headed into the third, but they need to come out and play exactly the same way. Taft showed that they have the ability to score quickly and really attack the rim as well. And so we will see if the Warriors can stick the game plan, not be rattled by the pressure zone trap defense that the Tigers are putting on them. So let's talk a little bit about next week. Warriors with a win tonight, I believe, and a win on Friday would wrap up the number 2 seed in the West Valley League, just like the girls. And they would play the number 3 seed on Wednesday night here in Amity at 7 o'clock. The girls play Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at home. Boys would play Wednesday. So a win against Westside on Friday, a win here and a win against Westside on Friday, and the Warriors will be sitting in very good position for that. Let me pull up the league standings here. Let me get to the right page. I will find it, I promise. Let me get to leagues and for 3A. So 3A boys, Warriors, that's the girls. Hold on, I'm getting there, folks. Sorry about that. Boys basketball, teams and leagues. I'm on the OSAA website. You can go there, osaa.org, anytime and see all the same information. It's not super secret, I'm telling you. Amity sitting at 10-2 in league, Dayton 11-1. And so the Warriors already have, I believe, they have second place all locked up because Horizon is now 7-5, sitting at sixth place in the state, 16-6 overall. Warriors at 10-2. So the Warriors will play next Wednesday here, and most likely they will play Horizon. Now that can change. Horizon has a couple games left this week, tonight and on Friday, and Willamina has two games left. And Horizon has to play this Taft team. Sandham Christian also with two games left, and they're Willamina and Sandham Christian just sitting one game behind Horizon Christian. And Taft, who already beat Horizon Christian there, will host Horizon Christian on Friday. Should Horizon Christian lose that game, win tonight, and Willamina and Sandham Christian were to win tonight and on Friday both, and I don't know if they can or not, I don't have the whole league schedule in front of me, that would be a three-way tie for third place. So I'm not sure how that'll all shake out, but one of those three teams, Sandham Christian, Willamina, or Horizon Christian, will be here next Wednesday to decide who plays Dayton in the district title game on Saturday night. All right, folks, we're ready to go with third quarter. Taft ball to start things off. Chase drives to the foul line, pulls up. He's fouled from behind, almost hit the shot. Dylan Stearns with a reach-in foul. And so Dylan picking up his... Let me see here. I don't remember him getting called. That's his second. So 4 seconds in, and it's a shooting foul putting Chase on the line. Chase hits the first one. He had 9 in the first half, and he misses the second one. Jaeger with a strong rebound, though, claims that one. And the Warriors, with a 12-point lead, bring it up the floor. McShane and Wilson play catch. Wilson now to Dylan. Stearns, the only Stearns in the game right now, as Derek's on the bench with 3 fouls. McShane penetrates, little floater off balance, no good. Hatch battling, can't get it, and the ball hit the back iron, the supporting bracket for the basket, and that will be a ball out of bounds to Taft. So Warriors a little shaky on the first two possession, on the first possession on both ends of the floor here. There's a lob inside to Chase, working on Hatch, and Hatch will pick up a foul. So Wilson and Nelson both defended Chase very well. McShane had problems with him, and Hatch trying to play a half around. He should just play behind Chase and make him work over the top on that. We'll see if he corrects that next time. They get pass in to Stemple, out to Chase for 3. He hits it. Just like that, it's a 9-point game. Christian Chase didn't hit any threes in the first half. He buries that one from the left, for the right corner, excuse me. Wilson starts to drive, cut off there. Now he turns around, gets it to McShane. McShane fakes the three, goes to Dylan Stearns, down in the left corner to Jaeger. Back out on top, McShane swings it to Wilson. Wilson for a three, no good. Put back up and in by Dylan Stearns. Dylan Stearns crashing that offensive glass on the weak side, lays it up and in. He's got 14 in the game. They get the ball from Hertz inside to Chase, and he's fouled by Hatch again. Hatch just not strong enough, I don't think. Hatch has a lot of length, but he doesn't have the lower body strength, I don't think, to hold position against Chase. Chase has got the lower center of gravity, being about 3 inches, 2 or 3 inches shorter than Clint, and able to really get position. And that's going to get Clint out of the game with his third foul, and Nelson back in. First one good by Chase. He's got 5 points already here in the third quarter, and this time he hits a pair. So he's got 6 points in the third. He had 9 in the first half. He's got 15 in the game, just like that, and it's a 9-point game. Wilson loses the dribble, gets it back, starts to drive, back out to Nelson, to Stearns in the left corner, back to Nelson. Play a little catch there. Now to Wilson out by the center circle. Wilson Gets it to McShane. He rubs off a little screen from Wilson. Now drives, and he is fouled. I'm not sure why the baseline official didn't see it. The official out on top saw it. That's Hahn on the reach-in. That'll put McShane on the line to shoot two. Baseline official, I can't believe he didn't see that. That should have been his call. And for whatever reason, he didn't notice that McShane got raked across the arms on his way up. McShane hits the first. Devin having a quiet game so far, just 6 points. But they've done a good job of closing out on him, and he hasn't forced the issue. Almost missed that one. That one hit the back of the rim and somehow stayed in. Warriors back up 11. Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Thomas looking inside. Pass tipped by Jaeger. Stolen by Wilson. Wilson head up. Surveying the court. Working the left side. Starts to penetrate. And he is fouled. And that was a late whistle, but the right call. And that'll put Wilson on the line to shoot two. He went right into Hahn's teeth there. Forcing the contact. Oh, no, they're going to call that on Thomas coming across. So I thought that was going to be on Hahn. It's Thomas' second team foul on the Tigers. Foul shot good for Wilson. Wilson struggled from the foul line in the first half, we know, 2 for 7. And he misses that second one. Something going on there with Brandon, just not feeling comfortable at the line. Rebound by Thomas, and Hahn starts the offense, gets it to Chase, goes baseline. What a nice move. He went baseline so quick on Nelson that Nelson didn't have a chance to elevate, and he banks it in below the block there. 45-35 Warriors. Christian Chase taking over the game for Taft here in the third quarter. And for some reason, Dillon tried to go between two guys, loses the ball, turnover there. Got to be smart. Chase runs into McShane, misses the shot, wanted the foul, no call. Jaeger with the rebound. And it's starting to get a little loose out there. Warriors need to be careful. It's not their style of game. And there's a ball dribbled off the foot of one of the Taft players and out of bounds. And Scott getting up and pleading with his kids to slow down. We don't want to play helter-skelter basketball. We want to be under control. We're the more talented team. We're the better team. We need to play like it. Don't play out of control. McShane, left corner three, looks good. Is Devin McShane, told you you've been quiet. He's got now 10 points in the game on a pair of threes and 4 free throws. Hahn inside to Chase. They double down on him. He turns, almost gets the shot to go. He is spinning so quick to that left shoulder towards the baseline. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Nelson. Coach Nelson, hands on his hips, trying to figure out how to stop this Chase kid. He hits the first one. He'll have one more at the foul line. He's racking up some points here in the third quarter. He got them both. Wilson brings it across half court. Warriors up 11, 48-37. 5 minutes now to go here in the third quarter. Wilson starts to penetrate. Gets all the way in. Loses his footing and just throws up a wild shot. He just got no elevation at all. It's like he slipped. Now, Chase goes into the chest of McShane and puts it off the glass and in. That kid's feeling it right now. And he's going to that right hand down the right side of the key and getting it up off the glass multiple times here. Dylan Stearns, tough shot on the baseline, no good. Wilson saves it. Laid up and in by Dylan Stearns. What a save by, well, first Kodiak Jaeger tipping it. Nelson saving it. Now Nelson trying to front Chase. Chase working hard down there. There's the tip away. And they're going to have a reach-in foul called on Nelson. Almost got it clean. Not quite. It's going to be Nelson's second. Fifth team foul already in the Warriors. And Scott wants a timeout. It's an 11-point lead, but he doesn't like the way the D Financial will learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most. And get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today. 503-565-2043. 503-565-2043. Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all. And they'll work with your insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. All right, so Warriors with a 50-39 lead, 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Five team fouls on the Warriors, just two on the Taft Tigers. And Taft has one thought in mind right now, and that is get the ball in the hands of Christian Chase, their 6'2 senior forward. And he had 9 points in the first half, but he did it. He didn't do it as aggressively. He hit a couple of turnaround jump shots. He got a couple of lay-ins. He got a free throw. But here in the second half, he's got a three. He's got five free throws and 2 2-point field goals where he's pushed very hard to the right hand. He inbounds it. There's a shot miss, and Nelson going to pick up his third foul shot, I think. Hahn going to go to the line to shoot two. And again, Warriors getting themselves into some foul trouble here. That's the third foul on Jason Nelson, and it's the third in the last three possessions for the last two possessions, really. He's got two fouls on this possession. Scott talking to him. Jason gives him the thumbs up. He says, I got this. He was let out of position on that, came across to challenge. So Chase has 21 in the game right now. He misses. They get one and miss one at the line. That was Hahn shooting. Warriors ball up 10. Dylan Stearns, right corner three. Good! Just like that. Dylan Stearns shooting the ball well tonight. That's his third three. And he has 19 points in the game now. We've got half of the third quarter and all the fourth left to play. Wilson coming out. White in. Warriors into their 13 defense. That's a 1-3-1. Jaeger on top. Hahn goes high post to Thomas. He goes low post on the baseline to Chase, and Chase gets it up and in. 23 in the game for Chase. We're going to keep track on that. This kid's on his way to a huge game. Warriors up 11. Nelson backs it out to the three-point or to the center circle. Now he drives, pulls up, hits a little six-footer as he's floating to the basket. Nice shot, Jason Nelson, back to a 13-point lead. Corner three by Stemple, no good. McShane with a weak side rebound, pushes it ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger with Hahn on him, backs it out, triple teamed, gets it out to McShane. McShane now to White. White, careless with the ball, got to hang on to that. Warriors a little sloppy in their ball handling right now as a team. They're going to settle down now. Jaeger comes out, gives White a screen, jump stop out in the corner. Dylan pulls up from 12, hits it. Nice job, fake the three. He's got 21 in the game. Does Dylan Stearns. He faked the three, got the guy to jump, took a dribble, got to about 12 feet, pulled up, hit the little baseline jumper on the left side, just as calm and cool as can be. Warriors tip the ball out of bounds at the other end. They're up 15 right now, under 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 57-42. Taft to inbound, far side in front of Warrior fans over there. They get it low to Thomas, and he turns his right shoulder into the chest of Jaeger and draws contact. That'll be four on Kodiak. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. That's going to bring Derek Stearns off the bench. Four on Kodiak. And that was just a tough position. That was a good move by Thomas. Took it right into the chest of Kodiak. Kodiak couldn't get out, couldn't get set quick enough. Thomas hits the first free throw. Up one more. So it's Stearns and Stearns, McShane, Nelson, and White in the game. Thomas hits a pair, cuts it down to a 13-point game. White brings it up against some pressure from Salisbury. Pulls up top of the key, backs it out. Now he dribbles to the right, gets it to Dylan. Dylan trying to get too fancy, got loose with the ball, and Chase gets the steal. Chase to Hertz. Hertz lays it up and in. Tried to split a double team by going behind the back. That is never going to work. Dylan dribbles to the left, hands off to Jason. Nelson fakes left, goes right, pulls up from 10, hits it. He likes that little pull-up jumper. That settles things back down. Warriors up 13, 2:20 to go, third quarter, 59-46. Salisbury to Thomas. Thomas swings it left corner to Hertz, back to Thomas on the left wing. Hits Salisbury out on the right side of the top of the key there. Now to Hertz. Hertz down the left corner. They get down low to Thomas. Thomas finally get to Chase. Chase splits the double team as Nelson slid down to help Dylan Stearns out, and Chase will head back to the line. So all that work just to dump it into the low post. That's going to be the fourth on Nelson all in this quarter. Scott looking to his bench, looking for somebody, and it's going to be Tyler Parr. He's got to find somebody who can play defense and stay out of foul trouble. 2:01 left in the third quarter. And this kid's living at the foul line. I think that's 24 points, if I'm right. I'll get a quick count here. 24 for Christian Chase. He gets some both. He's got 25, and that's 16 points in the quarter. And the Warriors have a 11-point lead still. White, little dribble drive, backs it out. Heads left, hands off to Dillon. They jump that. They double him. Goes back to White. He can't hang on to it. Dillon Stearns throws it away. Dillon just playing a little too fast. He just needs to slow down and be under control. Warriors into a 2-3 zone now. Derek Stearns banging with Thomas down low on the right side. Salisbury with the ball. They want to go into Chase. Chase has Parr on him. Ball tipped by Derek Stearns as they try to enter the pass from Thomas on the right wing. And it'll be on the baseline, about 6 or 7 feet right of the key. They inbound. Chase throws it up over Parr's head out top of the Hurts. Hurts to Salisbury. Salisbury in the right corner. Kohlauer gets it back out to Salisbury. Now they try to get in. Parr tips it away. Kohlauer gets it back. He drives, kicks it out left side. Thomas with the ball in the left corner. Man-to-man defense by the Warriors now. I thought they were in a zone, but they're not. Hurt starts to drive, hands off to Salisbury. He kicks it out to Kohlauer, back to Salisbury. Good defense by the Warriors. 105 to go, third quarter. Still up 11, 59-48. They go to finally get it into Chase. Chase has to kick it back out. Parr able to hold his ground in there. Works on Parr, throws up a right-handed hook and in. Kid has 18 points in the third quarter. He's putting on a clinic in the post. 6'2", but athletic and strong. Cuts it back to a 9-point lead. They're denying, Hurts is denying McShane 35 feet from the basket. They go back door to him. That's what happens when you deny. They go high post. They go back door to McShane. Derek Stearns with the assist. Chase up and under. Leaves that one short. Derek Stearns with the rebound. Gets it ahead to McShane. McShane in transition. Crosses over. Gets to the middle. Goes Dillon Stearns. Right angle three. Good! Dillon Stearns lighting it up with 24. And he is shooting an extraordinary percentage. He's been a little sloppy with his ball handling, but his shooting has been spot on all night. Hurts in the left corner. Warriors back up 14. They get it inside. Right-handed turning, spinning hook shot by Christian Chase is good. I think he's got 20 in the quarter now. White pulls up at the buzzer. No good. And after three quarters, the Warriors have a 12-point lead, 64-52. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 8 minutes to go in this one. Warriors with a 64-52 lead. Had a chance to really expand that, but could not stop Christian Chase in the third quarter. Chase with 20 in the third, 29 overall in the game, and he's still in there. 1-2-2 zone now. Warriors get it to Dillon Stearns for three. He hits it! Dillon Stearns is on fire. I don't know how you don't deny him right now. He's the hottest shooter on the floor from the outside. They work it inside to Chase. Chase double team, gets it back out to Hurts. Hurts on top to Kohlauer. His pass knocked away. They go baseline to Hurts. Shuffles it to Chase. Chase working on White. Now Parr switches on to him at the foul line. And they reset. Chase wants that ball inside. He's a physical. Now he pops out. They're going to run a little dribble drive. This ball lost. Hurts gets it. Kicks it out to Chase. Chase backs out into the left corner. Crosses over, and he's tripped by Parr. Kid's a pretty good ball handler, too. He's just a good athlete, good basketball player all around. Able to put the ball on the floor there. A couple of crossovers and then went hard to the left and got Parr a little out of position. Tyler, a pretty solid defender inside, but the drive by a much quicker player there just gave him some fits on that baseline. But a good job by Tyler to almost get in front of him. First one good by Chase, second one good also. 31 in the game for Christian Chase. White bringing it across half court. Man-to-man defense now. They're out of their zone. Gets it to McShane. McShane draws a double. Now they slide off. McShane all the way in. Left hand up. Won't stay. Derek Stearns is going to get called for his fourth foul. Up and over the back on that one. So it's both Stearns boys in the game with Parr and McShane and White. This is interesting. The Warriors now have 10 team fouls in this half, two for Taft. So Kohlhauer will go to the line. And he gets the first. Kohlhauer went one for two twice on one possession. It's the second one. Makes them both. So it's down to an 11-point lead. Warriors need to settle down and play their kind of basketball. And there's a reach-in foul on Kohlhauer as White goes down hard. He tried to split that double and did. Foul's going to be on Kohlhauer. That's his first third team foul. Warriors a long ways from shooting free throws here. This Taft defense is very handsy, and somehow they've managed to not get but three fouls called on them here in over 9 minutes of the second half. White starts to penetrate, gets it to Stearns. Bad pass there. They get it back to White, and he gets bumped again, this time by Salisbury. So maybe the officials have noticed that there's a little lopsidedness here. Now, granted, a lot of that's Christian Chase just going right into the teeth of the defense. That's foul is on Salisbury, his third. And we've got a buzz for a sub. They're going to rectify this and say sub can come in. Salisbury out, Hahn in. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 11 in the ball. McShane to Derek. Derek to White. White back in the corner. McShane fakes the three, lets a guy fly by. Now goes out to White. He gets a three from the left angle. No good. Parr with the rebound, puts it up. Hey, he missed it. Left to short. Gets it back, and he's fouled. Tyler Parr shaking his head right at the rim. Had the putback and couldn't finish it. Foul's going to be on Chance Hahn, his fourth. The point guard with four now. Parr to the line. Gets the first one to bounce around and drop in. Tyler Parr with his first point of the night. He'll have one more. And it's up and good. That one a lot cleaner. Got some nerves out of him there. 2 points for Tyler Parr, and it's a 69-56 Warrior lead with 6.5 to go. Chase starts to drive, gets it to Hurts. They play a little weave now at the top. Now they swing it left side to Hahn. On top to Chase. Chase fakes the three, drives out to Hahn for three. No good. Air ball. White with the rebound. White throws it ahead to McShane. McShane's going to take this one all the way in, and he's going to draw the foul on Christian Chase. That was pretty close. Chase made a pretty good play on the ball. But they're going to call the foul, and that's what happens when you attack the rim under control. You're going to get a lot of calls going your favor. So four straight foul calls in this game going against Taft after a lot of boos when the Warriors got to 10 and Taft only had two. McShane hits the first. McShane had five at halftime. He's got eight here in the second half and hits them both. So Devin having a nice quiet night, but a good night nonetheless. Warriors back up by 15, 71-56. The bounce pass inside, knocked away, and Parr gets the steal. Dylan Stearns knocked it away, trying to go inside to Chase. Parr on the left wing, pulls up for three, no good. Derek Stearns is going to get an over-the-back call. He's boxed out, and he still tries to reach over. That's just undisciplined on Derek's part. He needs to be smarter than that. When you're boxed out, reaching over the guy and trying to tip the ball is just not going to end well. And so he has fouled out with 5:52 to go. Clint Hatch into the game. He's got three. Derek just a little too anxious to try to get some rebounds tonight. And credit to the Taft Tigers. They box out well. Even when they're giving up 4 or 5 inches, they're putting a body on people. Stemple to the line. He misses the first free throw. He's 0 for 3 from there tonight. He's just got 2 points in the game. 71-56. Stemple will have one more. He hits this one. And the Warriors are up 14 with 5:50 to go. McShane driving, leaves it for White. White working left, gets past Hurts all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. Sam White turned the corner and no help defense came. He got all the way to the rim after he turned the corner with a left hand on Hurts at the top of the key. Chase, right corner three, won't stay in. High for the rebound, pulled down by, and then Hatch ties up, and we've got a jump ball. Kohlhauer had the board, Hatch reached in, tied him up, and then trying to jerk the ball out of his hands. Cole Auer goes flying to the floor. No foul called. Clint just being aggressive, maybe setting a little tone for how the Warriors need to play the rest of the way here. Cole Auer gets the ball, goes right up into Hatch, draws contact. Clint had the hands leaning forward. A lot of boos from the Warrior fans. They thought that his hands were straight up, but I'm actually going to agree with the official on this one. I'm the only Warrior fan in the building that thinks that might have been a good call. But I think if you watch the replay, Clint let the arms come forward just a little bit. I had a pretty good angle on it. Skolhauer gets the first. He will have one more. 15-point Warrior lead right now. And now it's a 14-point lead as Skolhauer hits a pair. Warriors basketball. White bringing it up the floor slowly now. Change of pace, and he backs it out. Starts to drive, goes between his legs, gets inside, tries to leave it for Clint, and it's knocked out of bounds off of the foot of Stemple. Sam got a little too deep in there. The defense collapsed on him. Tried to force a pass there that wasn't there. White to inbound, right side of the key. They get it into Stern. Stern step back three, hits it! Oh my goodness, that was a tough shot. He caught that with 1 foot in front of the line, took a step back to be able to get himself set and shot it all in one motion. We got a timeout on the floor with 5:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors now up 76-59. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We were just discussing here with the Dumbler and Mr. Dyke and Mr. Bazinski and Mr. Andrade there about how Dylan was shooting tonight. Dylan Stearns with 6 threes in the game. We're trying to figure out if he missed one, and Ainer says, yeah, I remember him missing one early. And it must have been real early because I think he's hit 6 in a row from three-point range. They go in the corner to Chase. Chase working out of the right corner. Picks up his dribble on top to Hahn. Hahn back to Chase in the low mid post. He turns back to his right hand. Doesn't get the roll this time. Good defense by Tyler Parr. Clint Hatch with a rebound to McShane. McShane ahead to Dylan Stearns. Three-pointer, same spot. Good! Dylan Stearns with 7 three-pointers on the night. What a shooting exhibition by Stearns. We've been waiting for this one. This is his best shooting night of his career. There's a move down low by Chase, and he draws the foul. He'll go back to the line. But they're trading 3 for 2s right now. 3s for 2s, and it's 79-59 Warriors with 4:32 to go. Dylan Stearns having himself a night. He had 12 at halftime. He's got 21 in the second half. He's got... I'm confused what's going on. So he makes the first one. Oh, they changed that last shot to a 2. I got it. I didn't hear that. So Dylan Stearns only got a 2 out of that, so they've corrected the score. Meanwhile, Christian Chase hits a pair of free throws. Chase at 29 after 3. He's got 4 here in the fourth quarter for a 33-point total. Dylan Stearns, that 2, changes him to having 3, 6, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 points here in the third quarter, or the second half, 32 in the game right now. What a night for Dylan Stearns. 33 for Christian Chase, 32 for Stearns. McShane hits the front end of a 1-on-1. There was a foul called on the drive. What a duel. 33 for Chase, 32 for Stearns in the game. Devin McShane hits a pair. Warriors back up by 19, 80-61. There's a cut. There's a block by Dylan Stearns as Hahn tried to go back door. Stearns blocks it. McShane with the ball. Driving to the right, pulls up, gives it to White. White, dribble drive out towards the center circle, now reverses, goes right hand, stops at the three-point line, backs out, gets it to Parr. Parr starts to drive, nothing there, hits Stearns on the right corner, back to Parr. Parr cross court to White. White drives from the three-point line, tries to go bounce pass to Hatch, and it was a kicked ball. Wilson in, Nelson in, Jaeger in. They're going to get 3:54 to go. They're going to get everybody except for Dylan and Clint. So Sam and Devin and Parr come out. They gave some good minutes tonight. Tyler Parr to the rescue off the bench to put the clamps down on Christian Chase in that low post. And we've got a timeout taken by the Tigers. This will be a 30-second, so we're going to stay here. I want to remind you, our newest sponsor, Stairs Auto Body, they offer professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, and they specialize in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all. And they'll work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. I can vouch for Curtis's work. I was a year ago at the Hall of Fame dinner, February. I was trying to get out of the way of somebody who was going the wrong way. I won't mention this person's name, but I wasn't very happy with her. She's not an Amity person. She was there as a guest of somebody. She was going the wrong way, forced me to have to back up. In the process, I ran into one of those rocks they have up there in the dark, and that damaged the front end of my vehicle pretty well as I was trying to pull to get out of her way, and ended up with about $1,800 in damage to the underside of my front side of my Ford Fusion. And hey, it's a Ford, it's not a GM car. Curtis took care of it. It was fabulous and looks like new. So I can vouch for his work. Brandon Wilson goes to the line. He was fouled on the shot attempt. Hits the first one. Brandon looking for a little shooting rhythm in this game, and it just hasn't been there. He's short on that one. Really struggling tonight after being so good for a while. So, you know, you never know. Sometimes you just have those nights even when you've been playing well. The drive baseline by Hertz, throws it out in the corner, and Dylan touched the ball, and he had a foot out of bounds when he did it. So he tipped that pass, but he had a foot on the baseline. 81-61. And Christian Chase is going to inbound it way out on the left side of the baseline, about 15 feet out from the basket. They get it in. Hatch with a steal. Good job by Clint being fouled from behind, and finally they get Stemple on that. Stemple just harassing Clint, maybe trying to draw an elbow or something there, or just frustrated because he didn't catch the inbound pass. Could be. Clint to the line to shoot 1-on-1. So after it was 10-2 in terms of fouls, the Warriors have had 7 straight fouls go in their favor. So the officials balanced it up a little bit. Clint hits the first one. Clint with 5 in the game. Been pretty quiet. Gotten some foul trouble there in the third quarter guarding Chase. Hits a pair. Clint has found his stroke at the foul line, though, in the last couple of weeks. Chase drives right side, cut off by Wilson, goes out in the right corner. Stemple short of the three. Ball's loose. Hatch with the rebound. Rips it out of there and gets it to Wilson. 3:19 to go. Warriors up 83-61, folks. It's another great night to be a Warrior with a pair of wins here against Taft. Stearns drives out to Wilson. Three-pointer right corner. Good! Brandon Wilson can't hit a foul shot hardly tonight, but he buries that three-pointer from the right corner with a good-looking stroke. And sometimes that's what you need to get yourself out of that little slump that you're in. Chase, top of the key, fakes right, goes left, picks up his dribble out to Hertz. Hertz to Stemple. Stemple drives right on Hatch. Hatch is going to get the body on that one. Stemple will go to the line, and they're going to empty the bench now, folks. So I think Hatch is maybe fouled out also. He's walking to the bench like he knows that's his fifth, and it is. So they got lots of fouls on us tonight, folks. Hatch and Derek Stearns both fouling out of this game. Dylan Stearns getting a nice round of applause from the fans here as he checks out with 32 points in the game for Dylan Stearns. I'm pretty sure that's a career high, folks. What a great shooting performance he put on tonight. Last count, we had him 7 out of 8 from three-point range. Stemple misses the first at the foul line. So into the game, Tyler Barrier and Daniel Mather and Dylan Barber. Dylan Barber gets the rebound off the miss. He's right in the stat book right away. Wilson starting to penetrate, backs up, and Hertz just leaning on him. And you know, when a team plays really physical every trip down the floor, sometimes the officials start to let more stuff go. Willamina gets away with a lot of stuff, but they also get a lot of fouls called on him. So that's going to put Wilson on the line to shoot two. And fans get frustrated because they see a lot of calls that aren't made, but it's just the way it goes when you play these physical teams. Wilson hits the first. 12 points in the game for Brandon. Into the game, Mike Zacharias, a 5'10 senior guard for Taft. Wilson misses the second. My goodness. Just not his night from the foul line tonight. Hertz drives up with the right hand and in from the left wing. He's got 10 points in the game. 2.5 minutes ago, 87-63 Warriors, and there's another foul on Hertz. Wilson putting on a little Curly Neal show there. Faking one way, going the other, dribbling the ball about 4 inches off the ground. And that is the third on Hertz. Wilson to the line, trying to get out of this free throw shooting funk he's in. Leaves that one short, barely grazes the rim. But I'm wondering if there's something going on with Brandon's legs. He just doesn't have any lift in his shot tonight. That's about the fifth free throw that's been way short. Second one barely hits the front of the rim also. I don't know what's going on with Brandon. I have to talk to him about that tomorrow and see what's bothering him there, if his legs just don't feel right or what at the foul line. Taft passing it around the outside. I'm not going to try to keep up with these names. There's five new guys in there. They kick it in the corner, put up a three. That one blocked out of bounds by Brandon Wilson. I think that'll do it for Brandon. Brian Hatch coming in, Brandon out. Brandon with a rough night from the foul line. Not his best night, but he played through. He played hard, ended up with 12 points in the game. And he did get them into some foul trouble and able to attack the defense pretty effectively. Just didn't have his kind of normal night from the foul line. Barrier to Barber. Barber drives. Jump stop out to Hatch. Brian kicks it over to Barrier. Barrier drives. Shuffle pass to Kodiak. Kodiak back out to Brian. Brian for three. Good! Brian Hatch stepping up and knocking down the three-point shot from the right wing. Good kick out there by Jaeger for the assist. Barrier missed, takes the rebound on a missed three-pointer, throws it ahead. Daniel Mather cannot track it down. Barrier throws it a little bit long, trying to get him out in the front there. And Jonathan Mather will come in also for Kodiak Jaeger. So it's Mather, Brian Hatch, Barber, and Barrier on the floor. Little weave at the top. They try to go back door. Hatch with the steal. Brian pushes it up the right side. Looks ahead. Finds Daniel Mather. Lays it up and in. Nice pass from Hatch to find Daniel Mather for the lay-in. Nice finish there by Daniel. It's a drive by Zacharias. He is fouled. Minute 9 to go here. Warriors 92-63. I put Zacharias on the line to shoot two. A lot of foul calls in this game. The Warriors played through some foul trouble. Went deep on the bench, brought Tyler Parr in to do some dirty work down there in the low post, and he did it. And contributed a little bit on the offensive end, too. Had a couple of free throws and some rebounds, and just gave him some good minutes in relief when Hatch and Derek Stearns were both in foul trouble, as well as Jaeger. Hatch with the ball, crosses over, gets it to Barber. Barber drives left, pulls up, hands to Barrier. Barrier penetrates hard into the key, steps back with the left hand, tries to shuffle it down low, and the ball's loose and out of bounds off of Jonathan Mather's foot and out of bounds. Those little shuffle passes underneath there are, they look good when they work, but they're sometimes tough to complete in traffic. Taft passes it around the top of the key. Now they get a drive in with the right hand on the left side. He misses it. Daniel Mather with the ball. Brings it up. Gets it to Barber. Barber crosses over. Loses the ball. Fights to get it back. He does. Kicks it back out to Mather. Mather drives. Hook pass underneath to Jonathan Mather, and he scores. Nice pass. Daniel Mather to Jonathan Mather. And they get the bucket there with the left hand. Nice shot. 13 seconds to go. Little weave at the top. Ball's loose. Picked up by Daniel Mather with the steal. So he gets the assist at one end, the steal at the other. Barrier bringing it up slowly, and that's the game, folks. Final score, Amity 94, Taft 65. The Warriors outscore them 30-13 in the fourth quarter after outscoring them by 24-10 in the second quarter. Those big second and fourth quarters really doing the Tigers in. We're going to take a quick break, come back with some scoring totals for you after these messages.
It's time to start with savings at Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley. Some fantastic specials through the 28th of February. A 26-piece screwdriver set with rack, only $19.99. That's less than a buck per screwdriver, and you get the stand. Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, only $4.99 a quart. Pennzoil Conventional Motor Oil, only $3.49 a quart. Buy the Napa Legend Premium Battery and get a $20 prepaid Visa card. And buy the Napa Legend Battery and get a $10 prepaid Visa card. Many, many more savings through February 28th at Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark wrapping up the final score here, 94-65. Your Warriors defeat the Taft Tigers here in Amity. Warriors were led tonight by Dylan Stearns on 32 points, and as far as we know, he ended up 6 out of 7 from three-point range, which is just tremendous shooting. Would have been 7 out of 8, but they said he had a toe on the line on his last one. Devin McShane was 16, Brandon Wilson 12, and then just a lot of balance outside of that. Derek Stearns with 2, Sam White with 6, Jason Nelson with 7, Daniel Mather with 2, Jonathan Mather with 2, Clint Hatch with 6, Kodiak Yeager 4, Tyler Parr 2, Brian Hatch 3. I think I got everybody there. Taft Tigers, quite a show put on by Christian Chase there in that third quarter where he had 20 points. He finishes the night with 33. They got 12 out of Nathan Hertz, 6 out of Cole Auer, 5 out of Hahn, 4 from Thomas, and 3 from Simple, 2 each from Salisbury and Zacharias. All right, folks, Friday night, same bat channel, same bat time right here, bringing you the girls and boys varsity action against the Westside Christian Eagles. So join us then, and don't forget you can live stream that game also, just like you could tonight on the NFHS subscription. We'll also have the home games next week that we'll be streaming, as well as any state playoff games that we have here in Amity or at Coos Bay, we will be streaming. If we have to do a state playoff game on the road, some other place besides Coos Bay, we won't stream that because it's just too hard to do it in somebody else's gym that's not set up for it. All right, thanks for joining us tonight. Have yourself a great evening. It's a great night to be a Warrior once again. Talk to you on Friday.